This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, April 22nd, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. AgriPulse is celebrating a hands-on approach to Earth Day today in the California legislature. Editor-in-Chief Sarah White and California Senator Melissa Hurtado are introducing the Great Tomato Challenge.
We are providing tomato plants to any California lawmaker who wants one and will join our Great Tomato Challenge to not only help grow your own food, but to feed those who are less fortunate. The competition is going to start today with the distribution of some tomato plants, first come, first serve, and then we're going to follow those plants. And the winner, who has the best quality plant or the most fruit, by the week before our June 4th Food and Ag Summit, will win a donation to a food bank of their choice made by AgriPulse.
White says resources will be made available to participants, but the production is up to the contestant.
Basically, it's up to them to report to us about what they're doing and how they're handling the plant, if they want to keep it organic or if they have pest pressure and they want to apply either an organic or a non-organic pesticide, they can do that. If they want to apply fertilizer, that's okay too. It's all up to them to see who can grow the best tomato plant.
White says the winner will be selected by a distinguished group of judges. Raised on an Iowa farm, Wyatt says it's hard to celebrate Earth Day without also celebrating agriculture.
I think that farmers are the original environmentalists, and in order to make sure that they have the best interests of their soil and the soil health and the health of their plants at hand, they are always trying to be more sustainable, but sometimes you can't always be economically sustainable given some of the different growing conditions and input costs. So I think there's a lot more effort and movement towards sustainability, but at the same time, trying to communicate that story can often be difficult and time-consuming.
Migratory birds have brought bird flu into the United States this spring. Some dairy cattle have also been affected by the bovine influenza A virus. Hannah Pagel has more.
A state veterinarian says protecting dairy cattle from the bird flu can be difficult, but there are ways to keep an eye on the health of the animals. Dr. Beth Thompson is the state veterinarian for South Dakota. She says when it comes to looking for the bird flu in dairy cattle, there are a number of common signs of infection that producers can watch for.
So it's decreased milk production. There might be a fever. The cow is going to have a decreased feed consumption. There have been a few talk about maybe a nasal discharge, but this virus in dairy doesn't seem to be causing respiratory issues.
While it's not completely surprising, she says it's not often a virus will jump between species.
Viruses are smart. They will adapt. If they don't find enough hosts or their host isn't providing a home for them, viruses will get into a host and then start replicating. That's what viruses do.
She says protecting dairy herds from wild birds can be a big challenge.
I think, you know, the last 3 years with our poultry farmers dealing with that conundrum of how to keep anything to do with wild birds from entering into their barns, same is really true of dairies, and they're much more open, especially up here in the Dakotas, Minnesota, and places. It's hard to keep wild birds away from any of the domestic animals.
USDA has confirmed 8 states have reported an outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle. For AgriPulse, I'm Hannah Pagel.
Cattle in at least 8 states have been infected by the disease. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Join the agriculture industry for a celebration of modern ag on the National Mall, Monday, May 6th through Wednesday, May 8th. Hosted by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the future of food and farming will be displayed through the 25 exhibiting equipment manufacturers and over 30 partnering organizations. Autonomous equipment, combines, tractors, aerial drones, robotic milkers, advanced genetics, and innovative conservation practices will showcase technology and enable sustainability. Exhibits are open 9 to 5, May 6th through 8th on the National Mall. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.